When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Will wonders never cease? She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. She loves me, too, she doesn't show it. How could she, when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, ha! Now today she likes me, ha! And tomorrow... Tomorrow, my teeth ache from the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, but I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. She loves me. She loves me. Isn't it a wonder? I wonder why I didn't want her. I want her, that's the thing that matters. And matters are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed her, ha! But today I love her, ha! And tomorrow, tomorrow, I'm tingling, such delicious tingles. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see. She loves me.
Who was that, you may be wondering? Well, will wonders never cease? That was the amazing, dramatic, febrile, fertile voice of Keith Michelle. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the now wintry hamlet of Southampton, New York. Now, often on Broadway to Main Street, I'll devote a whole hour to people you've heard of, like Barbara Cook or Alfred Drake. And today I want to devote an hour to a performer who, for me, embodied such a magical theatrical buzz that was practically not capturable by almost anyone else. And that was Keith Michelle. And Keith Michelle may not mean much to a lot of you because his Broadway experience was not minimal, but limited within a couple of shows. And his main work was done in Australia and in England and around the world. You will probably all remember him if you were a television watcher in the late 60s, early 70s. He played Henry VIII in The Six Wives of Henry VIII, which is one of the first breakthrough BBC shows to hit American television. But that only partially captures, I think, the range of his talent. So we're going to hear a bunch of stuff from Keith Michelle. If you know Keith Michelle, you'll be thrilled to revisit him. If you've never had the pleasure of making his acquaintance, I think you'll be very thrilled and amused by some of the selections that we'll come up with this afternoon on Broadway to Main Street. Well, Keith Michelle was born in Adelaide, Australia in 1926, and he was trained there to be a classical actor. And I think that shows in all his singing performances. He knows how to construct a character. He knows how to speak the mighty line, as they say in Shakespeare. His ability to carry through lyrics to the end is quite extraordinary. And he worked with Laurence Olivier, with the National Theatre Company, then in Chichester briefly. And Olivier was sort of his mentor, and you could see in a way that Michelle picked up a lot of those terrific, I think, mannerisms. And he came to fame in 1958 on the West End with an imported French musical. There ain't many of those those folks. But it was called Irma La Douce, and the music was by Marguerite Monneau, who wrote a lot of Piaf stuff, and it was directed by Peter Brook, go figure, the most important director of the 20th century, directing a musical. And it was about a prostitute in France and about a young student who falls in love with her and tries desperately to keep her from straying on the other side of the tracks. Here is the number in which Nestor meets Irma on the Bridge of Coulancourt, his Elizabeth Seal and Keith Michelle from, I believe we'll be hearing the British recording initially of Irma La Douce.
Salut.
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 A cigarette?
Not now. And you?
Please have.
Have what?
Just one more drink.
I must be on my way.
Stay, stay, stay. Your face, your voice, your touch.
Dis donc, Coco.
They mean so much.
My heart is full.
My love is yours, I want.
Want what? Want who?
You. You. You.
There is no cure for l'amour on the Bridge of Coulancourt.
There is no cure. I know what I feel when you're near. I feel it each time you appear. No point in declaiming an ode when we have our own special code. No need to speak, no need to sing, when just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love. I'll touch your cheek, you'll hold my hand, and only we will understand that the silence is broken by our language of love. It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments are passing, guardian angels are passing. No words will do, no lips can say the tender meaning we convey. I love you is unspoken in our language of love.
What's that, Pipe?
The Arc de Triomphe.
And that?
Saint Augustine.
And that?
Pantheon. And Les Invalides.
Oh, really? And what's that church down there?
La Madeleine.
Ah, dis donc, Pipe, you do know everything. I know La Madeleine, too. I used to walk up and down the Rue Royale. Oh, looking at shops. And do you know what happened once?
I can't imagine.
I saw a wedding. Everyone was in evening dress, though it couldn't have been more than midday. A wedding dress is almost the prettiest thing I know.
I suppose so.
Must get dirty awfully quickly.
Depends how often you wear it.
Oh, dear, the steaks.
I bet they're very well done.
Ah, dis donc, Pipe. You...
No need to speak.
No need to speak.
No need to sing.
No need to sing.
When just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love.
I'll touch your cheek.
I'll touch your cheek.
I'll hold your hand.
I'll hold your hand.
And only we will understand that the silence is broken by our language of love. It's clear to you,
it's clear to me this precious moment had to be other moments outclassing.
Guardian angels are passing.
No words will do.
No words will do.
No lips can say.
No lips can say.
The tender meaning,
the tender meaning we convey.
I love you is unspoken in our language of love.
Keith Michelle and Elizabeth Seale from, that was in fact the Broadway cast recording, I think from the early 1960-61 recording of Irma La Douce, this interesting comical love affair with a bit of sauciness. Boy, remember when Broadway had sauciness back in the 1960s? So Nestor is in love with this prostitute, Irma La Douce, and the problem of the show is he can't afford to pay for her and wants to keep her off the street simultaneously, so he adopts the role of another person, a rich guy who can pay for her. So this is the dilemma song he has. It's quite extraordinary, where he's flip-flopping back and forth between who he is, a student, Keith Michelle, and also Monsieur Oscar, who keeps Irma La Douce. Wreck of a Mech, Keith Michelle.
I used to be a strong, always bang the gong, passionate young stallion. Was made of sterner stuff, stamina enough for a whole battalion. Was never satisfied, could have qualified for a gold medallion. But now I've got to go out to work, my love life's driving me berserk. Worn out and weary, I'm up every day at 5. Blunted and bleary, I'm more dead than I'm alive. Day after day, always on the job till I'm fit to break. Then home to bed, there's another job, how to keep awake. Polish and polish till midnight begins to chime, and I don't even get paid Casanova time. Too tired to do anything but just give a little peck. What's to become of this nervous wreck of a mech? I wish I were a monk in a single bunk living in seclusion. I would lock the door, there would be no more feminine intrusion. But I'm in such a great dehydrated state of complete confusion. I'd like to dig a hole 10 feet deep and try and get a bit of sleep. Drained and dejected, I've emptied the loving cup. Maimed and dissected, oh, how can I keep it up? I burn the candle, alternate ends every single night. But there's no flame, only wish I knew how to keep a light. Polish and polish and polish without a stop. I'd like to polish off Oscar before I drop. I'm just a shell walking on my knees like Toulouse Lautrec. Look what befell this pathetic wreck of a
That is the dramatic prowess of Keith Michelle, a wonderful British, Broadway, and Australian actor-singer who left us a couple of weeks ago, all too soon. When I think of Keith Michelle, for me, he hits my zone of those great Broadway leading men who were virile and attractive and almost Shakespearean and larger than life and had beautiful, extravagant voices. Of course, Alfred Drake, Richard Kiley a little later on. For me, Robert Goulet has that in the right part. So do John Cullum, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Howard Keel, and Gordon McRae, depending on their material. And for me, Keith Michelle is the funnest of all of those. And I was thrilled to look at some old Ed Sullivan tapes down at the Library of Congress. And I said, oh, what's here? Oh, my goodness. There's From a Prison Cell by Irma La Douce was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I watched it. And it was not Keith Michelle. It was Alfred Drake. No slouch he, but I found that kind of an interesting point of reference for Keith Michelle. Anyway, here is Keith Michelle singing sort of his 11 o'clock number from the original Broadway cast of Irma La Douce from a prison cell.
There is no cure for l'amour on the bridge of Caulaincourt. There's a part of Paris right next door to a hell. Now it seems like heaven from a prison cell. There's a cold back alley where the now it sounds like music from a prison cell. There's a girl who wanders on a windy street, a girl who gave to me a love so bittersweet. Now I'd give my right arm for one sight of her, to love and live again the sheer delight of her. She's a part of Paris that I love so well, but how
Keith Michelle, who we're celebrating today from Irma La Douce. Well, that really propelled Keith Michelle into the front ranks of young dramatic singing actors in the 1960s. He went and recorded a couple of albums you can't get here in America, I think for a TV show on the BBC. Anyway, here is Keith Michelle going to his British roots with a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan and being a very modern major general.
I'm the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news, with many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beans and homunculus. But still in matters vegetable, animal and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. I know I'm a mythic history, King Arthur's sense of paradox. I answer hard acrostics, I have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote an elegiac, all the crimes of Heliogabalus. In comics I can flaw peculiarities, parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphael's from Jared Dawson's Orphanage. I know the croaking chorus from the prompts of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for, and whistle all the airs of that infernal nonsense, Pinafore. My military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still in that is vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Keith Michelle, doing the lyrics of W.S. Gilbert Up Brown, as they would say, in England. Well, if you were to ask me what musical that never appeared on Broadway would I most like to see, high among that list would be a 1964 British musical called Robert and Elizabeth, based on the Barretts of Wimpole Street. And there's no real sane reason why this show never made it across the pond. It was a big hit in England, a big hit in Australia, revived many times over there. I think there's some legal dispute based on the source material and the person who initially adapted it. But Keith Michelle and June Braunhill played those, I wouldn't call them necessarily star-crossed lovers, I would say destined to be lovers, Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett, in this big, florid, almost operetta-like musical. And boy, does his voice come through. So we'll listen to his opening number, where he finds out Robert Browning, who's rehearsing a play in Drury Lane, I think, back in the 1840s, finds out that he's been allowed to come visit that great poetess, Elizabeth Browning. Here's Keith Michelle from Robert and Elizabeth.
Bad news, sir?
Bad news. You've just brought me the most superlatively good news since the dove brought the first green leaf to Noah.
Five. What's that, Mr. Browning, sir?
She's invited me to tea.
Ah, that's nice.
Nice. Man, the heavens have opened. Tell the sky. I carry the moon in my pocket. Down came the moon like a rocket and plummeted into my pocket. The morning sun must have forgotten to lock it. I carry the moon in my pocket and the lightning is shining with stars. Depressed was I when suddenly out of the blue came tittling crescent and new came a luminous letter from you came. Now hope soars high and nothing can possibly stop it. I carry the moon in my pocket and my jacket is Venus and Mars. Trumpets ring out, come choristers sing out, every bold, bright banner and flag be unfurled. The moon and I are treading a heavenly highway, so anyone traveling my way, all's right with the world. I carry the moon, a magical moon, a marvelous moon in my pocket, a magical moon, a mellifluous tune, and all's right with the world.
You carry the moon, a magical moon, a marvelous moon in your pocket, a magical moon, a catch of a tune, and all's right with the world. Tell the sky, you carry the moon in your pocket, dropping the moon like a rocket, and plummeted into your pocket. The morning sun, you must have forgotten to lock it. You carry the moon in your pocket, the light is shining with stars. Lightning, thunder, the earth is a wonder, see where every valley and hill is jeweled. The Milky Way has added a carpet of glory. The finishing touch to the story is all's right with the world. The finishing touch, the delicate touch, the twist in the wrist of the story. The ultimate touch is certainly such that all's right with the world. And crescendo, come water splendor, let your clearing ears message be heard. Proclaim to all, the moon is as light as a feather. When you and your lover together, all's right with the world. The moon is as light, the moon is as light, the moon is as light as a feather. It comes from above with a symbol of love. It comes from above with its message of love. It comes from above, and when you're in love, all's right, all's right, all's right with the world. All's right with the world.
My dear Miss Barrett, it's quite useless. You're trying to put aside the word. I am neither mad nor morbidly impressionable. I am as sane and level-headed as any man living, and I tell you in all soberness, you are the center of my life.
My dear Mr. Browning, I must...
I said love, and I mean love.
Let's be clear from the start. Something very strange has happened here in my heart. Friendship can be quite delightful. Having friends is very nice. But, my dear friend, I must warn you, merely friendship won't suffice. Now I'm rich, rich as Croesus, taller than St. Peter's Rome. I found where the golden fleece is without even leaving home. I said love, and I mean love, I repeat from the start. Something very strange has happened here in my heart.
Mr. Browning, if I were to take you seriously, it would of course mean the immediate end of a pleasant friendship.
I said love, and I mean love. Now I know how it feels, throwing bonnets over windmills, going hot over heels. This is love, you'll know it's love when you've learned what it can mean. To be young when you're 100, to be old at 17. This was planned, why dissemble? Planned by fate, why pretend? Take my hand, feel it tremble. Would it tremble for a friend? I said love, and I mean love. I repeat from the start. Something wonderful has happened here in my heart.
Well, Robert Browning, with his inimitable charm, happily embodied by Keith Michelle, manages to work his way into the Browning household. And his love for Elizabeth Barrett is so overwhelming and beautiful that it transforms her and makes their love relationship one of the great, certainly, if not in world history, certainly in the English language, and those of us who studied English poetry as undergraduates. Anyway, here is, based on some of Browning's own lyrics, poetic lyrics, the Big Love Number from the second act of Robert and Elizabeth, Keith Michelle and June Braunhill.
Escape me, never beloved, while I am high and you are you. So long as earth contains us two, while one eludes, must the other pursue. Forever, beloved, forever. Escape me never, beloved, while you are you. And I am I, while there is ocean, while there is sky, though it be not till the day we die. We'll be together, escape me never. Eternally will be together. escape me never. Forever and I.
That's from Robert and Elizabeth, a 1964 British musical that I wish would come to New York. Came briefly to New Jersey, but not to New York. Sorry, folks. That was a big hit. Ran almost 1,000 performances and launched Keith Michelle. I think within the end of the 60s, he went and did Henry VIII on BBC television. Interesting. He never did Rex. Wouldn't that be interesting? Interesting crossover of actor and musical. Well, he recorded a lot of fun stuff that was fun for me to sort of rummage through the bins, as it were. Here is Liz Robertson, speaking of Henry VIII, the eighth wife of Alan J. Lerner, his last wife, and Keith Michelle singing a song from a studio recording of Guys and Dolls.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've never really been in love.
Keith Michelle, who we're celebrating today, not a likely Sky Masterson, but he can put it across. Keith Michelle left us a couple of weeks ago. He was born in 1926, one of the most exciting voices to listen to in largely the British musical theater, although he did a few shows on Broadway and a number of interesting recordings we'll listen to. I'm shocked the New York Times has not even recorded his obituary yet, but we're celebrating him here today on Broadway to Main Street. And I'm your host, Larry Maslon. When I was growing up, the exciting show to see was Man of La Mancha. Boy, I remember when my mother couldn't wait to take me to see it down in Washington Square. And Keith Michelle did briefly a replacement of Richard Kiley, whose shadow he stands in many ways, and then played the lead on the West End when they did it in 1967-68. And back then, they decided to record the whole show on Decca, which you can't really get on CD. So we're going to hear from the LP version of Keith Michelle in Man of La Mancha with Joan Diener. So here is his opening number, where he explains what he is about to reimagine for not only those folks down in prison, but in this case, the West End audience of Man of La Mancha.
I shall impersonate a man. Come. Enter into my imagination and see him. His name, Alonso Quijana, a country squire, no longer young, bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with a fire of inner vision. Being retired, he has much time for books. He studies them from morn to night, and often through the night as well. And all he reads oppresses him, fills him with indignation at man's murderous ways toward man. He broods. Broods. And finally, from so much brooding, his brains dry up. He lays down the melancholy burden of sanity and conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight errant and sally forth into the world to right all wrongs. No longer shall he be plain Alonso Quijana, but a dauntless knight known as Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, thou bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and my God. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow, whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go. Heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and I go. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I blow.
Nay, sweet sovereign of my captive heart, I shall not fail thee, for I know
I have dreamed thee too long. Never seen thee or touched thee, but known thee with all of my heart. Half a prayer, half a song, thou hast always been with me, though we have been always apart. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see a heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea, and thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers, Dulcinea. I my hand on my head. Let my fingers but see, thou art warm and alive, and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed thee, Dulcinea. Now I found thee, and the world shall know thy glory. Dulcinea.
That was Keith Michelle singing about his Dulcinea from the West End cast album of Man of La Mancha. I hope you won't write too many cards and letters yelling at me about the quality of that recording. It's only available on LP, and a very hard one to find at that. They actually recorded the whole show. That's why you heard a little dialogue. And Ed Kleban, who later went on to write the lyrics to A Chorus Line, was actually the record producer for that in London for Decca. They sent him out there. So how about that for a trivia contest? Anyway, this is Larry Maslon here on Broadway to Main Street. I'm thrilled to be celebrating the mellifluous and magnificent voice of Keith Michelle, who left us a couple of weeks ago. He became quite prominent in England in the late 60s and 70s and recorded several albums, one of which is called Keith Michelle Sings Broadway. And I picked it up at Footlight Records or a flea market or something, and it still blows me away because he sang about 13 songs from the British and American canon. And then these little square pictures of him as each of the characters, as Fagin or as George in She Loves Me, as Gaston in Gigi, etc. Anyway, we are going to hear some wonderful covers from that album, and one of which I've never heard, it's from a show I've never heard covered really ever, and that is 1776, which was not a big hit in England, as you might imagine. That didn't stop Keith Michelle from recording John Adams' 11 o'clock number. Here, in a slightly rewritten form, is Keith Michelle singing Is Anybody There from 1776.
Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? They say I'm a clown. They say I'm one of a kind. My world's upside down. They say I'm out of my mind. Well, I have crossed the Rubicon. Let the bridge be burned behind me. Come what may, come what may. The croakers all say I'll rue the day. There'll be hell to pay in fiery purgatory. Through all the gloom, I can see the rays of a ravishing light and glory. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I How quiet, how quiet everybody is. How silent everybody is. Is anybody there? Does anybody care?
Does anybody see what I see? Time's running out. There's not a moment to spare. Tomorrow is here. Stand up. Stand up and declare. Come on and cross the Rubicon. Let the bridge be burned behind you. Come what may. Come what may. Is anybody there?
As much as I love William Daniels and the original score to 1776, you never heard him jump an octave like that. Keith Michelle, a great voice for the West End and for Broadway. And as far as I know, our next number may be the very first cover recording of a song from the score to Company, which had just opened, I think, in the West End by the time Keith Michelle made this album in the early 70s. Here is Keith Michelle doing Being Alive from Company.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive, being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with prayer. Come through, I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive, being alive, being
I had the great pleasure of seeing Keith Michelle play George in the Broadway production of La Cage aux Folles. Here he is with John Ewing from the Australian cast album.
Come on, what say we go for a little stroll?
I couldn't possibly take one tiny little step.
Oh, with me you
could. I couldn't.
Life is a celebration with you on my arm.
I'm too upset.
That's because you're not listening.
It isn't either. I am listening. Oh, Brian, I'll listen.
Life is a celebration with you on my arm. It's worth
the aggravation with you on my arm.
Oh, well, you always did bounce back quicker than I.
That's because I'm more limber.
You always were.
Each time I face a morning that's boring and bland, with you it looks good.
I'm tired.
You're not. With you it looks great.
Do I have to?
If you want me with you, it looks great.
I'll force myself. Just like the old days. On you it looks good. Oh, George. On you it looks great. On you it looks grand.
Somehow you put a permanent star in my eye. Even the dead of winter can feel like July. I found a combination that works like a charm. It suddenly,
it suddenly,
oh. Whenever it's you, whenever it's you, follow me. Whenever it's you, whenever it's you. Night of all nights, there has to be a full moon.
Beautiful, isn't it?
And you had to wear that cologne.
Don't you like it?
Like it? And on top, you had to wear that particular blue.
It's your favorite shade.
I know. I know. Oh, Albert.
George, we're in public view.
I must be insane to think after all these years you can still bring a blush to my cheek.
You old fool.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. September, through the crash
of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of.
It was wonderful spending this afternoon with Keith Michelle, one of my favorite singers. If he had any kind of quest, it was to bring excellence to Broadway and to the West End. We remember you, sir, and here's a final track from Man of La Mancha.
It is the mission of each true knight, his duty, nay, his privilege, to dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into a hell for a heavenly cause. And calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.